This meeting is called to order. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Here.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here.
Trustee John Butler?
I'm here too.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Tim Moore? Trustee Bob Pritchard? Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Here. This meeting is being conducted in person and through video conference and communications pursuant to Public Act 101-0640, enacted June 12, 2020, in Section 7E of the Illinois Open Meetings Act, allowing for virtual board meetings during a disaster declaration relating to public health concerns. As chair of the board, I have determined that an in-person meeting is not practical or prudent because of the disaster. As such, trustees may attend today's meeting by audio and visual conferencing and not by physical presence. Mr. Perry, would you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. You do have a quorum present. An appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second it, but I'll also note that you got a lot of paper in front of you right now.
The cave has gotten more
crowded. And I'll also make note that I did print this on my own printer, too. So, oh, man, do I want to go with that, but I won't. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please take the roll call vote?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Tim Moore? Trustee Bob Pritchard? Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees on December 8, 2022?
So move, Gales.
Do we hear a second?
Second, Butler.
We have a motion and we have a second. Thank you. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we will call the question. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll? I think we need to call a roll on this,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero, Trustee Tim Moore, Trustee Bob Pritchard, Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Yes. I want to welcome any University Advisory Committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Felicia Bohannon, Brad Kripe, Katie Jekyll, Ismail Montana, Holly Nicholson, and Karen Wedby. Do you have any comments?
Ismail Montana. Yeah, I just would like to make a very brief comment and say that at the time when and as those of us who tuned in yesterday and listened to Governor Pritzker's message, one thing that stood out is his commitment to making education, the city of education, affordable. And in that spirit, I want to commend the administration for its recommendation and commitment to making the pursuit of education affordable as outlined in the undergraduate and graduate fee pricing recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? We now have time for the chair's comments. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to Trustee Barsima. You don't look a day over 50.
Thank you, Bram.
So I was at Harvard Business School 2 weeks ago working on 17 business cases, and one of the cases dealt with diversity in education. And I mentioned to Professor Rowan, who is taking us through the course and the case, that I'm the chairman of NIU and that we reflect the diversity of our region almost perfectly. He immediately knew who we are and made the comment that entrepreneurial wealth in the U.S. comes from the NIUs of the world. and not from places like Harvard Business School, which I found interesting, and that diversity in regional state higher education is extremely important for the country. I forgot to tell you about this, but it's I really found that to be an amazing comment. So these comments really blew me away, and it made me that and even that much more convinced of our mission, vision, and values. I'd also like to comment on our re-enrollment numbers. This was a team effort. I was amazed and very happy to hear all of this, and that the professors, staff, and administration were all working hard. I went around campus over the past year, and I was, again, amazed at how many people were so focused on that throughout the entire team. And it really shows with what we've been able to accomplish here. And then finally, we are bringing tuition, room, and board fees now to the meeting because we have grants and scholarships that depend on these base numbers. So this is not something we're rushing into. Rather, this is something we have had individual briefings on. We've had individual discussions around this, and we're well knowledgeable on this, even more than what we saw here before. So I hate to have the public think that we just heard this and then blow through these things. We give this an enormous amount of attention. So with that said, we recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, being our parliamentarian, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we have no public comment.
Well, then we will now move to the President's Report, number 166. President Freeman, will you please present the report?
Thank you, Chair Wasowitz. Agenda item 7A is the fiscal year 2024 room and board pricing recommendation. As noted in the previous committee meeting, these recommendations were developed to address the goal of student affordability and keeping costs as low as possible while also acknowledging the increased cost of operations. The university is recommending room and board rates increase no more than $200 per semester for each room accommodation in the residence halls and no more than approximately $100 per semester in Northern View apartments. The Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee recommended Board of Trustees approval for the request for the fiscal year 2024 room and board pricing recommendations.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Gales.
Second, Athus.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we will call the question. Ms. Doyle, would you please take the roll call vote?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Tim Moore? Trustee Bob Pritchard? Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Agenda item 7B, fiscal year 2024 undergraduate tuition pricing recommendation. As noted by our faculty senate president and others, we have been aided by the governor's investment in not only our appropriated funds, but also the monetary assistance program and AIM High in being able to hold tuition flat for fiscal year 24, making NIU accessible and affordable to as many Illinois students as possible. For fiscal year 24, the university recommends a 0% increase in base tuition, no change in undergraduate differential tuition rates. The Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee recommends Board of Trustees approval of the request for the fiscal year 2024 undergraduate tuition pricing recommendations.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Athus.
Second, Butler.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the question?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
You're on mute. It's his birthday.
Yeah.
He's on mute.
Yeah, got it. Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Tim Moore? Trustee Bob Pritchard? Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Agenda item 7C is the fiscal year 2024 graduate and law tuition pricing recommendation. As noted in the previous meeting, the law component of this item has been deferred for action until the March meeting of the Board of Trustees to allow a sufficient number of trustees to give an affirmative vote for it to be a valid passing of the motion. We're happy Trustee Gale's daughter is a student in our College of Law and happy to make this accommodation for avoiding his conflict of interest. For fiscal year 2024, the university recommends a 0% increase in base tuition for graduate students. The Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee, I would say base and differential tuition for graduate students. The Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee recommends Board of Trustees approval of the request for the fiscal year 2024 graduate tuition pricing recommendation.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Gales.
Is there a second?
Second, Athus.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the question?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Farsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Tim Moore, Trustee Bob Pritchard, Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Yes.
Agenda item 7D, fiscal year 2024 undergraduate, graduate, and law student fee pricing recommendation. Similarly to the previous item, the law school fee pricing recommendation has been deferred for action to the March meeting of the Board of Trustees. The Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee recommends Board of Trustees approval of the request for the fiscal year 2024 undergraduate and graduate fee pricing recommendation as outlined in the item.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Athus.
Is there a second?
Second, Butler.
We have a motion, we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the question?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Farsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Tim Moore? Trustee Bob Pritchard? Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes. Motion passes.
Agenda item 7E is the graduation fee proposal. The university is requesting an increase in the graduation fee paid by students in the semester during which they graduate. The new fee rate will be $40 for baccalaureate students, $55 for graduate students. An action on the law school graduation fee will be deferred until the March meeting of the Board of Trustees. These increases will be effective August 16th, 2023. The Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee recommends Board of Trustees approval of the request for the graduation fee proposal for undergraduate, for baccalaureate, undergraduate, and graduate students.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Gales.
Second, Athus.
We have a motion, we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the question?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Farsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Tim Moore? Trustee Bob Pritchard? Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes. Motion carries.
Agenda item 7F is the fiscal year 2024 student health insurance. This decrease in premium was discussed in the previous committee meeting, and the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee recommends Board of Trustees approval of the request for the fiscal year 2024 student health insurance.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Athus.
Second, Butler.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the question?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Farsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Tim Moore? Trustee Bob Pritchard? Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes, and the motion is approved.
Agenda item 7G is the EAB Master Services Agreement. The rationale for bringing services from these vendors and their associated strategies together under one agreement was discussed at length in the FACFO committee meeting, as was the rationale for approval of appropriated funds of up to $12 million over a five-year period. The university recommends that the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee endorse this request. And the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee recommends that the Board of Trustees approve this request. Sorry.
Okay. Easy for someone else to say. May I have hear a motion to approve?
So moved, Athus.
Second, Gales.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the question?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero, Trustee Tim Moore, Trustee Bob Pritchard, Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Yes, motion carries.
Agenda item 7F is coming directly from the President and was not discussed in the previous committee meeting. It is the collective bargaining agreement for the Metropolitan Alliance of Police Chapter 414 Security Guards. As you know, NIU negotiates with 15 groups of employees that are represented by labor unions. The salary increases and other terms and conditions of employment for bargaining unit members are subject to negotiation with the final agreement submitted for approval by the Board of Trustees. This collective bargaining agreement has been tentatively approved, ratified by the bargaining unit, and is submitted to you today for approval. The Metropolitan Alliance of Police, Chapter 414, represents approximately five employees total in the Department of Police and Public Safety, with the following classification, that of security guard. The scope of negotiations is the full agreement. This is a six-year successor agreement effective July 1, 2022 through June 3, 2028. We have individuals who are very familiar with this agreement here to answer any questions the board may have. The recommendation from the university is that the board approve this collective bargaining agreement.
Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved, Gales.
Second, Butler.
So we have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Dennis, you have a question?
Yeah, thank you. So these security guards, I'm assuming they're not a part of the group that we contracted with a year or two ago, whenever it was, to walk the streets of Annie Glidden North, that these are NIU employees. But are these, do they carry weapons, or where are they working on our campus?
Trustee Barsima, we have Chief Mitchell here. I can answer the first part of the question, that these are our employees, these are not contract guards, but Chief Mitchell can give you a detail of their duties and where they're assigned.
Good afternoon. To address the question, Trustee Barsima, these are our employees, and they are, their duties and responsibilities are totally separate and different from the contract security that we use in the Annie Glidden North area. Their primary role is to lock up our buildings at night, as well as make sure the buildings are secure that have automatic door locks. They also are uniform, unarmed security that walk in our parking lots and other buildings to make sure that homeless people or other people that should not be in particular areas after hours are not there. They do a very, very good job for us. It's a very small unit, but they are important to the public safety apparatus at night.
Trustee.
Thank you, Chief Mitchell. Do I assume that if they encounter somebody or they encounter a situation, is their first obligation or is their first action to call our university police to get involved, or do they themselves get involved in the situation?
No, they have direct radio communication to the police department, and so they would communicate with our dispatch center, and we would have police officers en route to a location where they're needed. The type of additional function that they serve, for instance, they write parking tickets at night for vehicles that may be parked illegally on our campus, and as well as they'll walk through our residence halls and make contact with our front desks, again, just to have another uniform presence, be eyes and ears out there as part of the police public safety function.
Thank you, Chief Mitchell, and thank you for the service of you and your team and what they provide to our campus. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Trustee Gales.
Yeah, and I think I may have been just confused, too, about the I thought we had a private firm, Cates, providing security services as well. I take it we've got our own security guards, and we're also using a third party?
Yes, sir. Our security guards operate strictly on our campus. The private contract security is through a company called Securitas. And they're the ones that operate off campus in our Annie Glenn North area, as well as this year. They've been contracted to serve an access control function in our residence halls.
Are the two groups being paid the same, or the private contract is not union?
The private contract is under a contract. They're not part of our collective bargaining unit. That's a totally separate unit.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Are there any other questions? Chief Mitchell, good to see you again. Good to see you. I saw you at homecoming without a tie. It's the first time I'd ever seen you without a tie. I almost didn't recognize you. So glad it's back and you're back in form. So
thank you, sir.
Thank you for being here.
Of course. Thank you.
Okay. So if there's no other discussion, we will call the question. Ms. Doyle, could you please call the roll call vote?
Vice Chair Rita Athes.
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Tim Moore. Trustee Bob Pritchard. Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Yes.
That motion carries. The President's report.
Are there any other matters requiring the attention of the board today? Hearing none, then the next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is March 23, 2023 at 9 a.m. The board needs to go into closed session, and we do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act: closed session minutes, matters as generally described under Section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act, collective bargaining matters as generally described under Section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act, litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act, real estate matters as generally described under Section 2C5 and 6 of the Open Meetings Act, personnel matters as generally described under Sections 2C1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Do I hear a motion?
So moved, Athes.
Second, Butler.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll call vote to close the meeting?
Vice Chair Rita Athes.
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Tim Moore. Trustee Bob Pritchard. Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Yes. The public meeting is now closed. Yes, so we are going to bring the meeting back to order. Can you please call the roll?
I would love to. Vice Chair Rita Athes.
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema.
Here.
Present. Present. Trustee Dennis Barsema.
Here.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Tim Moore. Trustee Bob Pritchard, Trustee Board Chair Eric Wasowitz.
Oh, I'm here.
All right.
So, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, would you please call the roll, please?
Yes. Vice Chair Rita Athus.
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Tim Moore. Trustee Bob Pritchard. And Board Chair Eric Wasowitz.
Yes.
Thank you.
The meeting is adjourned.